That was fucking funny. I didn't know you played PC games.
Watch this.
Ripped in half. Movie. One star. We have no intro. Nope.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to One Star Movies.
I'm Have a side show.
I'm Old Roach. I'm here for the movies today. What's your name, young man with the beard?
You talking to me?
Yes.
Hi, my name is Ed. My mama said I'm special.
Ed?
Yes, Ed.
Ed, I know you, Ed.
You know me? How you know me? You know my mom?
Back in 1942, when the war was getting underway.
42. When was that? How long ago was that?
Yeah, it was back in 1942 when he the war say was underway.
42, I know, 1,
Shaggy
two,
was coming out with his smash hit.
4.
Lauryn Hill was hitting the records with the top smash hit of that one song.
Smash. I'm not allowed to smash things. My mama says I can't smash things.
And then Henry
I'm not supposed to hit either. Hitting's bad.
Henry Rollins was performing on the Jack Frost movie as one of the background characters.
Jack Frost?
Jack Frost.
Like in Legends of the Guardians?
Yes.
That's Jack Frost?
Yes.
Oh, I love that movie.
That's it, my man. He's talking about Martin Short. Jack Frost.
No, I'm not short. My mustache is tall.
Santa Claus.
Whoa, is it Christmas? It's not Christmas.
I hate your character.
You're the old retarded guy.
That was kind of the point.
I just couldn't even get into any of that after your head.
It's like the Three Stooges.
Come on, Roach. You should be used to people
like that, I did like it was
like
called
that, right?
Old Roach.
I know some people like that now.
It was called Old Roach.
Old Roach.
Your character is like, I am Old Roach.
And you're Ed.
And Jason just had nothing to contribute whatsoever.
Doesn't matter. Your character. I couldn't even deal with that fucking asshole.
You could take him to the mall for a couple of hours.
Then we need Roach back.
Get him to apply at Burger King.
There you go.
yes. Another rounding episode of One Star Film.
Jeez.
Yeah. Oh,
some cats are trying to fuck right now.
No, they're just playing.
Is that what they're doing?
They're getting at their age.
Some S&M.
She'll be there soon. Not quite yet, though.
How about you just nip that in the butt and just take them right down there to that pool?
Yeah.
So. Yep, that's right. Ripped in Half is.
Well, you know my plans if
movies.
They do get knocked up.
Yeah, Ripped in Half is One Star Films.
Yeah, exactly.
It's One Star Film.
They're films.
To you by
movies
Ripped
is another one, I think. Or that's cinema. They're called cinema. Right?
One Star Movies, One Star Films.
What's the other one that's the same thing, but we just kind of beat them by the month?
I thought that was the cinema one.
It's cinema, okay.
One Star Cinema?
Yeah, check them out. They're probably way better than us.
Maybe. For you guys out there, check them out.
They make
but now.
I bet they just actually talk film. You know?
Maybe.
I don't know what that means.
They talk.
I wasn't a
like
film
talking
student.
Shop.
I wasn't a film student, so I still like movies.
Yeah, I think we're all just film fans, I guess.
Film enthusiasts.
A fanatic, as they say.
Movie buffs.
I'm not an enthusiast. I don't claim.
You
to be
claim a, to be a fanatic.
All right, I am a film fanatic. Who the fuck is not a film fanatic? I'm sure everybody out there likes films of some
I
sort.
Hate movies.
I hate no.
Bring
you
back
fucking
flip
liar.
Books.
Flip books.
You made them yourself. They took hours.
Give me a Viewmaster. I'll be fine.
Make one as big as the theater, I say.
I want to follow the adventure at my own pace.
On a hot day, those pages will cool you off.
Do it all over again at the end of the day.
And bring back the silver ones. Silver fucking giant pages that show like a man walking.
Oh,
and
I
picked up a hat.
Silver pages. I was like, is that like the equivalent of what cavemen did? They just put it on giant rocks and just like flipped them over really fast.
They just rolled them down.
Yeah. Steve is not in
yeah, they,
at all
they
enthused based, by this. So.
Yeah, they just draw a guy up there. Like he puts arm outs on each end of the rock.
Mm-hmm.
And they roll it downhill, and it looks like he's inside of a fucking rock rolling down.
And he's just screaming,
What did you? What do you think? What did you say as a fucking caveman?
I don't know, but it's 5 minutes in, and we haven't even talked about any kind of films.
So. I was just seeing where you guys are going with this.
Just like what he was doing with us. Somehow, yeah. I'm still stuck in the middle.
Well, eventually we'll get into a bit, and then you'll sit out and call us down.
Oh yeah, I guess
it'll get around. Just check us out later.
But anyway,
one star film. We'll be right back.
Today is Steve's choice again.
This time I voted for, we voted for, oh, not really.
We voted for it, technically. I mean, I chose a movie, Steve chose a movie, and Jason chose a movie, but Jason's movie won't arrive here for another week.
Month.
And a half. Yeah, but then by that time, you know.
Because it only exists on VHS on eBay.
Yeah.
We're going to watch The Grave.
I thought you were going to say Iceman. I was like, I don't think that's a bad movie. But then again, I haven't seen it, so.
Oh. Cool as Ice?
I don't know what that is.
Fucking cancel the movie you want to play now. It's Cool as Ice.
Is that the one where they're in the sled and they're going down the...
No, this one they're in...
Jamaica, we got the... Vanilla
Ice has
team.
A biker
That's
gang.
That's Cool Runnings.
Cool Runnings?
Yeah.
Is that the one with Willem...
No, that's Ski School, Steve.
I thought that was one with...
The Jamaican bobsled team. It has John Candy.
William H. Macy, where him and Maria Bello.
Maria Bamford's there. Yeah, I know.
No.
Wow, you're like all over with these.
That's the cooler. I'm sorry. Never mind.
No, it's with that guy. He's like a gangster, but he has a cartoon friend.
Oh.
Cool World?
Okay. I think that's enough meandering.
Okay.
Should, like, get through this.
Okay, the movie for this week in One Star Movies. Films? I forgot what we call it.
Yeah, good job.
One star film.
It doesn't even have its own designated RSS, so it's not really anything. It's just part of Ripped in Half.
True.
It's a break from the show, even though I have stuff to talk about.
All right, we'll just call it something different every day.
But, World Commander.
Yeah, World Commander. Today's movie is Wing Commander. This is from back in 1999, the peak of Freddie Prinze Jr.'s career, and his best friend, Matthew Lillard.
Before the 90s.
Matthew Lillard.
I don't know. Maybe.
Okay, he was still kind of hot. He was the... He died
Who,
recently.
Matthew Lillard?
Well, he... Not hot.
Oh.
Matthew Lillard died?
He died?
No. He died. He died in Scream 1.
Oh, yeah. He was the guy.
So that was like 96, maybe?
Something like
94?
That.
94? Somewhere around the middle 90s.
Yeah.
I don't think it was like this late 90s. I don't know where else. SLC Puck. SLC Punk, which was earlier than Scream, and a long way from The Descendants. So I don't know what he did between there and there.
Well, there was Without a Paddle. That was within the 2000s.
Oh,
Scooby Doo.
Yeah, that was 99. 2000 was Without a Paddle, and that was enjoyable. Terrible movie.
Yeah,
never watched it. He was in.
It's bad, but it's not bad. Where we can do it on this show.
He was in 13 Ghosts.
13
not
Ghosts.
Scooby Doo.
Oh yes.
He's good in that one.
I think he probably gets you to buy the character. No, he didn't do the cartoon character.
Oh, he was in She's All That.
He did, starting with Mr. Ink, he did the voice of Shaggy in the cartoons as well.
Is that after the pass of...
the films? Yes.
Yes.
No, Casey Kasem.
Oh. Yes, he's falling in his
Despite
footsteps.
Despite the fact every Sunday he can still hear his creepy voice in a countdown.
Hey, guys. I'm Casey
Kasem. I'm still alive on the air every day. Have you? Do you hear Wolfman Jack? Nope. D's alive? Hell if I know.
I think the last thing I saw Matthew Lillard in, though, was an episode of Law & Order SVU. Yeah, he was definitely much older.
Did he do it?
Was he the pedophile?
No, he wasn't.
Was he the guy that led you to the pedophile? Like,
yeah. You come to find out that his aunt was the murderer. And since he was young, she's been fucking him.
Mm.
Ooh.
Okay, because I couldn't imagine him being like, you know.
He had very different interests in his name. He went, I went, ooh.
Yeah. I can imagine him being
the
shifty-eyed businessman who uses his power and money to kind of.
His aunt was really rich and.
Oh, well. Of course, he's the fucking.
You just changed up your story now because he's the one who's not rich?
Yeah, well, he's the helpless teen as usual.
Or no, he wasn't really a teen. It started when he was young.
Yeah. But I'm sure he never grew up, or he still likes little boys or something. I don't know.
Some
he loves Toys R Us.
He and his aunt were still fucking. Anyways,
nice.
So Wing Commander.
Get in that poon.
Rotten Tomato gives a tomato meter of 10%. Reviewed count by 49 people, giving an average rating of 2.8 out of 10.
So obviously, out of 49 people who ever watched it, admittedly, through the internet.
Yeah. That's critics-wise.
That's critics. That's not enough.
Audience scores, 24% liked it out of almost 20,000 people.
Yeah, but how long ago was that?
Who knows?
19,000 people, and 24% of them did? So a quarter of them.
So an average of
2.2. Let's round them everything up to 20,000 and 25. So 5,000 people like this movie.
Yeah. Gives an average score of 2.2 out of 5.
That's still kind of high. 5,000 people. That's a fourth. I guess that makes sense. Yeah, I would say so at least
we would need another person here to make this a little bit more accurate for the show.
Oh, you mean one more person to just be like, oh, I liked it.
Yeah, the one out of four.
I think that would be Steve, honestly.
You think so, regardless of Eric's not here or not, or Frank or nothing?
Well, Eric would fall asleep, and Frank would fall asleep, and then we'd just be like,
ugh. We'd all watch and hate it, and then Steve would like it. So, Steve, this movie for you.
All right.
Yeah, an action-packed thrill ride.
Top five build cast: Freddie Prinze Jr., Saffron Burroughs, Matthew Lillard, Checky Cario, and Jürgen Prochnow.
Oh, Checky Cario. He was in The Core with... Two-Face and the girl with the teeth. What's her name? She was the next Karate Kid.
He's also in The Patriot, apparently.
Oh, maybe.
Probably. What TV show is he in right now? He's in No Limit?
He's in no TV show?
I'm not seeing him in The Core.
He's not seeing anything.
Oh, yeah, there
he is,
The Core. Holy shit. You're right.
Checky Cario.
He's in The Four Musketeers.
There are Four Musketeers. Because
he is French. I am Checky Cario. The Four Musketeers.
He's also probably in some Jacques Cousteau fucking parody.
And all that fun stuff.
Croissant Napoleon. Déjeuner.
Okay, so we're going to go ahead and start watching the movie. And when we're done, we'll pick back up.
Do you want a croissant sandwich?
A little bit of trivia and goofs.
I would very much like to enjoy a snail for lunch.
So, Jason, what sound effect you got for us today for starting this film?
Okay. Fart sound. Fart sound.
Fart sounds? Yeah. I don't know if we got fart sounds. I don't have the iPad with me, so yeah. I don't have the sound effect machine.
Let's do the fart sounds. The fart sounds.
Is this
let's
old Adam Sandler coming from the grave?
Let's do the well, old, if you show Adam in on a fart sound, how about you just give us a fart sound?
I can do that.
Okay. So, Wing Commander. Let's hit play, let it load.
I need a beer.
What?
All right. So, it's loaded.
It's a loaded gun, everybody.
All right, so Wing Commander is going in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I don't understand. Do we start in the long fart or the short fart?
Pick a fart.
It's all shite. Classic 20th Century Fox.
I guess it'd be better to start the long fart, just because, like, we say the joke, since we say the joke after the fact, sometimes.
Oh, that fart was part of the movie. That fart was part of the movie. It wasn't the starting of the movie. It's just
your opinion.
Yeah, so far.
Not a very high opinion of the 20th Century Fox, huh?
No, high quality at this.
Origin System. Carousel Picture Company.
The sponsor by that mall down the street.
On Mount Everest. Was asked why did he want to climb it. Wait, what the
Our fuck? Former greatest president. Well,
space is, there. Is it really?
Ruined in this shitty film. And the moon and the planets
are there. Is that JFK? The
stars and the yeah. And they're going to play above the clouds right now.
Oh, really? We have God's blessing on the most hazardous
and dangerous and greatest adventure on which man has ever embarked. Above the clouds. Okay. Nope.
Fuck you. I didn't know what that was.
Oh, no above the clouds for you.
Is that a song? Wing Commander.
Wing Commander.
Oh. I'm going to have to hear that song again just to make sure I know what it is. Jürgen Prochnow.
I hear that all, Jürgen.
This is all recycled bullshit so far.
David Suchet.
I've heard this music in other movies and that intro. Pilgrim explorers are becoming quite a discussion point. Is it luck?
You are gathered here today. Very important mission.
Aliens are coming down from Earth. I swear to you people, it's happening.
Spaceship is landing. They're coming out. They're going inside.
They're opening up.
Wrong film.
I have a dream.
It's just going through history of crap, of notable things.
That's one small step for man.
I'm implementing a new space program called Star Wars.
That's one big dick.
Order your DVD now of The Face on Mars. Only one payment of $9.99.95 plus shipping.
Please state your name.
Other DVDs will come in the mail of other things NASA won't tell you.
I regret to report that all diplomatic avenues with the Kilrathi have been exhausted.
God, this is a long opening.
Really, really long, yeah.
Based on a story and characters created by Chris Roberts. So, like,
it is my sad. Was Wing Commander a game or an anime?
It could be a podcast for all I know right now.
Yeah, huh?
Yeah, I've never heard of Wing Commander.
This is something we probably said in the intro.
Yeah.
I thought it was a game.
I need one of you to pay attention to the movie and one of you to look the shit up. Not both of you. Don't leave me behind in this.
Well, I'm paying attention. So far, it's an episode of Star Fox.
Star Fox Troopers.
Yeah. I just can't shake them.
We're headed for that asteroid. Do a barrel.
Fox, help me.
We'll just hide in the asteroid.
So,
They're Han Soloing it in here. Look at that.
It was an animated TV series.
Vega Fleet
cards,
headquarters, Pegasus books. Asteroid base, Ulysses Quarter, March 15th.
Year 2654.
Well, obviously, because
motherfucker.
Obviously, we have to live somewhere else. We probably killed ourselves a long time ago. Thermonuclear wall.
That sounds like a familiar voice.
Yeah, it was probably done in the intro before I started talking.
No, the one in the movie. It sounds like Matthew Lillard.
Okay, so Wing Commander started off as a game.
You don't get that.
Is it a game where people go pegging each other in the ass?
Is this some nerdy PC pegging game that no
probably
one cared about till later? It became a simulator.
Well, they look like nerds. Look at them.
That was a quick drink.
This coffee is really good. Are they aliens? Is that why they're acting really stiff and
weird? He
had
a white cup and now he has a tin cup.
That guy's not in the fucking military. Fuck him.
Hey, Mark Hamill is in the cartoon series.
Ooh, that's cute.
The Wing Commander Academy is a 13-episode animated series.
When did it
come
out?
Aired on USA in 96.
Wow. Right, I wonder if it was any good.
Was it before wrestling or after MacGyver?
The show had Mark Hamill, Tom Wilson, and Malcolm McDowell. Oh, they all reprised their roles from the video game, so they're all in the games, too.
Oh, so there's games, there's animes, and now there's a movie. Oh, well, there was a movie.
There's also novels.
I think the fandom recovered, they just disacknowledged everything about this movie and just continue on with the fantasy.
Yeah, the sound effects for the planes flying
are from Star Wars.
Oh, no, they're not that. They're usually sound effects you hear of a plane when it's falling and about to crash. It's going down.
That's really useless.
There's a lot of screaming.
It's like the Wilhelm scream of planes.
I know, but still.
Hey, look, the crab people.
It's like the intro to a Doctor Who episode. All you need is him just to walk in at this moment and the music starts.
They're having issues with their battery.
I was going to say, did he accidentally break that and push the button, or was that purpose?
We don't need this
shit.
He's
shooting at a car battery.
No, he's fucking up Hal.
I'm afraid I can't let you do that, Jean-Luc Picard.
Yeah, it's a Hal situation.
You can't shoot through it.
They
so
call it the Pegasus kid. No, maybe I.
Okay, you can't shoot through the window, so you're going to hit it with the butt of your gun and try and break it?
He's desperate. Obviously, shooting.
Maybe I loosened it a little with the bullets. We have laser guns. We're obviously in the future. It's 2664.
Wait.
We should obviously be able to blow through glass in a minute.
The crab people are coming through.
Is this a Kobayashi Maru? Because there are a bunch of little kids, like, in fucking shitty uniforms.
No, watch. Any minute now, Clara's gonna walk in. They want the knife code. Repeat. Trust
they
me.
Want the knife code. They want the life code.
Or Martha Jones. He's in this?
It's Meryl Streep. What's the fleet's position? We're spread out all over
the sector. The earliest that is a fat guy in. That's the biggest actor they have? No, it's Freddie Prinze Jr. He's the most, like, longest probably actor in here.
I've seen him in a lot of things. Just no matter what.
He's that guy in that thing, Free.
What? In that one film? Projected time of travel to Earth, 40 hours. Locating main Confederation fleet. The Kilrathi.
Hey, they thought of this before fucking Marvel did.
42 hours. A mere 2 hours could decide the outcome of this war. Signal all ships to mark our course and make full speed for Earth.
I need to know what the Kilrathi are up to. Yeah, it's, it has too much of a Star Trek uniform type of thing going on here.
Just one, sir.
They're all shitty, like Irish made sweaters.
I think they're the, I think they're the Russian space program.
Not enough empty vodka bottles.
Are they in space right now? Because they look like they're in a sub.
They're in space.
Or like at least one more where it's cold.
It's probably a space sub.
In the Antarctic.
Yeah.
That's why we need the wool sweaters.
I think he's just fucking. The guy looks bored.
James Taggart of the Tiger Claw. Open a secure channel to the Diligent immediately. I want to speak with her captain. He looks like a bad substitute for Jeremy Irons.
Well, in my day, Jerry Irons was a substitute for me.
What?
I couldn't get
that. That was a fail.
A lot of my I drink a lot.
Are you having a stroke right now?
Hey, it seems like it. On the bridge. It says top priority.
Wow, Matthew, a little.
See, and there we go.
Right
a
there.
Point where I'm doing something, and you guys count.
I don't know who you know, Lieutenant, but you got a confed called one secure.
I'm guessing that's Checky Cario.
I guess.
He sounded like me a minute ago, and you guys are fine with it.
All I know is Matthew Lillard looks really gay in this movie.
He did stand there looking like he wanted to fuck Freddie.
Oh yeah.
And
I think he has lipstick on.
Checky Cario.
He's got like a low cut fucking shirt on the shoulder.
Oh god, it's Emperor Snoke.
Snoke.
Sorry.
Emperor Snoke, Star Trek. Damn, you're bad at nerd shit.
I never claimed to be a nerd. My drone to the Pegasus, sir. Yeah. That'd be quicker. Pegasus is gone.
Destroyed by a Kilrathi battle group 12 and a half hours ago. That's so unimaginable, or like bad imagination right there. We got this enemy, right? This evil space alien. We're going to call him the Kilrathi. Really?
Hey, we discovered him. We get to name him.
That's probably what they call themselves. Well,
guys. Oh, I'm saying is
we hate it. We hate aliens and we hated his music.
Yeah.
We're talking about like the creators of Wing Commander. It's like Kilrathi. Really? Setting course for
Beacon 1. Sometimes people
just combine the words of kill and wrath.
Yeah, but you don't want to come up with the
He's been in
Why
Doctor
not? They're
Who.
Fucking aliens.
This guy's been in Doctor Who.
Matthew Lillard?
No, the David Warner. Just put in Beacon 147. Oh. David Warner.
Well, there you go. There's your Doctor Who connection. Somewhere there's a TARDIS bouncing around. I come.
No, I saved you once. Everyone gets one. Like
Everyone gets one.
So it's just the three of them on the ship then, right?
Yeah, but he's like the most consistent working actor in this.
Checky Cario looks a little bit like a cross between
He was in Titanic. Yes, that's what he was in.
Who, Checky Cario?
No, David Warner. It's the one that bothers me. I don't give a fuck about everyone else. I know what they're in. That's what bothered me looking at him. I was like, oh yeah, we're that. They were made by the first
explorers in the sea. He can be substituted with Sean Bean like easily. The cross you wear
under your shirt. Who's the drunk guy from Independence Day? That's Yeah, you know who it is.
Mm-hmm.
What's his name?
I see it. I know it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fuck you guys. Anyways, he looks like is he gonna take off his shirt?
He has to.
Both of you looked
He wanna keep his job.
Hey, this is early Freddie Prinze, man. When he takes off his shirt, you
hey, when
look.
You when you whoa. If you want to make it in Hollywood,
you better take off.
You know
that
what?
Shirt,
actually,
Freddy.
since I haven't seen him in a while, maybe he didn't take off his shirt. Looked up to the
stars. Randy Quaid.
Whoa, Randy Quaid. There you go. He just pulled a shank off from his necklace.
So you say I stick this
That's
in
just
my
a letter opener.
So I shove this down my cock shaft, and it would be the best orgasm of my life if I jerk off into it.
It's called sounding, Chucky. You should try it sometime.
Oh, you know I will.
God damn this sub.
Get out! Ouch! Jeez! God, I've been in the military for like 3 years.
Dude, he had his feet on the steering wheel and was doing his nails.
Course. I didn't change course. I just boosted the power. Why dog it? We could be at the beacon in like under an hour.
That beacon is marking a gravity well. 1 cubic inch of it exerts more gravitational
force. If he is gay in this, it's not really a problem. I mean, he could just be flamboyant like Chris Tucker was in The Fifth Element. We'll be sucked in. Except not as funny.
If I don't realize, you know, he is based off Prince, right? Not going to make
the jump. Wouldn't surprise me.
Prince swung both ways.
I know he did. Have we reached the Avengers PNR yet?
No, no. Not yet.
It's a lot of mumbo jumbo that only they could understand.
Well, you talked over a lot of stuff.
I know. I'm pretty sure in there wasn't like the PR, what Pegasus does and all that.
I think it's one of those things that last minute at the end, this thing he just said that you were talking over.
Yeah.
Would be that thing that stupidly saved him at the end.
No, I think that's the knife hiding space cross. The whirlpool Charybdis and the island monster Scylla. She smashed six of them and ate them. Huh? Greek mythology.
He doesn't even sound like he knows what he's talking about. That was terrible.
This thing is a distortion in space.
Who
time.
Put these?
They're talking about Greek
dumbasses.
They're
in space.
They're talking about Greek mythology.
Why no, but
because it's unstable.
It's unstable.
What does that mean?
It's unstable. We're gonna jump it.
You're right, they do seem like the weird, most unlikely people flying in space.
How does he even know that could be? What? I never made a jump before. Good time. Why are they in the fucking hull of the cockpit of the spaceship?
Me? I don't know about you.
Yeah, they don't look like they fit.
Probably scout.
He has no business being there. He's never made a jump before.
This is like half baked in space.
Actually, yeah, so far, Chucky Carrillo's been the only one doing anything in this entire place.
There should be more of a crew that is better than they are. They should be the third-ranked people of this crew. Like, in case five people die in the main fucking ship, then they come over.
I didn't hear what Matthew Lillard was saying, but he's,
you know,
screaming something.
Times are tight, budgets are tight. Why pay a full crew when you can have unpaid interns?
He looks so goofy.
They made the jump, apparently.
It worked.
What'd you do, Freddy? I put in Jennifer's number. You just plotted
a jump. I think Matthew Lillard.
He typed in 8675309.
No, I think...
repeatedly.
He typed in 888-334-8004. Call Mike Jones.
I mean, that's not bad, but the second best pilot.
I think he wants to die.
Just shut up!
I think he wants to get everyone killed.
Next time you don't follow my orders,
maybe
I'll dump you with
he
the
didn't follow
the
orders. He
that.
Has arms raised up, ready to die when they went to that fucking wormhole thing.
Draw the course for the Tiger Claw, Mr. Blair.
And he can use a calculator real fast.
So he's a suicidal character.
But I don't like spit in my face.
Guy's got a serious attitude problem.
You almost killed him, you asshole. What the fuck are you talking about?
Attitude problem. I didn't know, alright? Okay, we're fine. I was eating the Milky Way, okay?
I'm sorry. 2 20-year-olds on a fucking space station gay touching each other?
That captain needs a Snickers.
I hate that Milky Way commercial with the tattoo.
Oh, yeah.
I feel bad saying this, but that bitch should be slapped in the face.
But see, I kind of like the whole no regrets being spilt as no regrets. It fits.
But her response to that...
Oh, yeah. No, I agree.
...should get some reaction that's understandable where he may hit her.
Yeah.
I don't know what you guys are talking
about. May not condone it, but I understand that why he hit her.
Regards.
I'm eating a Milky Way. And, like, the way she says it...
I was like, hello, duh.
And I was like, I fucked up and I don't care. It's on my skin. It's permanent.
Is that why you've never got a tattoo?
Using opinions of Jason did not represent those real fans of the network.
TCS Tiger Claw on patrol in Enyoid System, Las Vegas.
Enyo.
I didn't see the rest.
Are these all references to the game?
I have no idea. Never played it.
I'm assuming the game was probably more exciting.
Dear ripped in half one star quote unquote films. You should really do research before you watch this classic film such as what's the name of this film?
Dear ripped in half quote unquote podcast. You guys suck.
Flying Lieutenants?
That's all I really need to say.
Oh, it's Wing Commander, right?
Ah.
God, I hate those stupid ass hats. Look ridiculous.
What? It's a ship full of Jewish people. Leave them alone.
That was a black guy. You
Why
think
are they
Jewish?
Dressed like they're in a sub?
They have black Jews.
I still think they're dressed like they're in a sub.
Yeah, that film's
in
a sub.
In Russia.
Reporting for duty, sir.
That is
that his fucking hat?
Commander Gerald tells
that
me.
That is what it is, a Russian hat.
Yes, sir. An encrypted communique from Admiral Tolley.
Wow, the 27th century, we're still using mini discs.
That's a GameCube disc.
Was destroyed, sir.
It's weird when you see like young actors doing their first early serious roles or attempts at serious roles that are just terrible movies.
Communications.
You know, knock him all you want. He's fucking Sarah Michelle Gellar, so.
Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Knock him all you want. He's on that show First Impressions, which is not great.
Knock him all you want. He's Freddie Prinze Jr.
I like the people who do impressions. I just don't like everyone else in that fucking show.
You wouldn't be related to Arnold Blair, would you?
It was my father, sir.
Oh, Dana Carpenter. Okay.
All that said, he's still fucking Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Didn't he?
Yes, sir.
That score one for him.
That really doesn't mean much.
So I can get a pity fuck from Sarah Michelle Gellar.
You don't have to worry, sir. They're both dead.
Yeah, he's cute. Sure so the fuck what? Doesn't make him a better actor.
On his performance, Mr. Gerald.
He's fucking Sarah Michelle Gellar. I know. Whoop-de-doo.
No, sir.
Yeah.
Sure it won't.
Are you fucking Sarah Michelle Gellar?
I suggest you.
Did I say I wanted to?
I could if I wanted to, but I don't want to right now.
I don't know. I can't even think of what Sarah Michelle Gellar looks like.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Nope, doesn't ring a bell.
There's two Buffy the Vampire Slayer. It's not really helpful. The There's a movie.
There's a lot
and
of characters
her
in that show.
Maybe before Sarah Michelle Gellar.
She's Buffy.
Yo, I don't see any of the hornets we flew back at the academy.
Oh, okay. Whoa,
she was Daphne in Scooby-Doo.
You know what I all do right. see.
Yeah, she look good.
She was so-and-so in The Grudge.
That's about it.
Hey, how you doing?
So does anybody know where we're at right now?
Stewie, we're home.
We're in the Ripple Space Station right now. Or is this where they make kaijus? Or the what's
Jaegers?
Jaegers.
Okay, I can tell you this much so far. So Freddie Prinze Jr. is the son of somebody who was in the military. Everybody knows who he is, apparently. And he helped something, and he carried a disc with him, so he knows something of something and what.
And then someone he knew died, and he dropped out. Now and he's come back, and some guy doesn't like him.
And they fly
Pacific
space jets
Rim.
That have shit tack welded on.
I'm sorry, I wish I could have paid more attention, but really it's kind of hard. They're talking a lot of mumbo jumbo here.
It really is slow. Again, 26th century, we have space jets, and the whole thing is designed just like a modern jet.
It would just be one LCD screen. It's 26 something.
Simple.
It's 2600 something beyond us, and it's flying an old timey plane.
Yeah, I was gonna say
in space.
In space, they're flying these.
I forgot.
Planes.
I still feel that they're in a boat. I'm in a submarine.
I know, classic like jet windshields. A little meteor just tink on that. Vacuum space sucks you out.
Aside from that, Freddie Prinze Jr. got in that fucking plane and was like, I mean, he didn't make the sounds, but he was playing in a plane. He's supposed to be a part of the military. Be a little more.
No room for the co-pilot, just nothing but Ghostbusters gear. Flip back. Next second. There we go.
The new Ghostbusters. Oh,
sorry,
no.
I don't need a copilot. I got all this Ghostbusters gear back here.
I used to get combat tips from a grease monkey.
Got TK-12.
Lieutenant Commander Devereaux. Your wing commander.
He just called her a grease monkey.
Oh, they said the name of the film.
You're a wing
Lieutenant
commander.
Blair, ma'am.
Well, Lieutenant Blair, if you want to play at being a fighter pilot, I suggest you find a virtual fun zone.
Are you going
to
show me your tits?
Virtual fun zone.
He said, let me step down and rape you?
Something like that.
He wishes. Honestly, he did just get in there like a fucking kid.
I apologize, ma'am. The mission sheet said the rapier was unassigned. I didn't realize it belonged to Lieutenant Commander Chen.
He sounds a little bit like Keanu Reeves right
What's
now.
What's he doing on the flight deck?
Getting acquainted
with
our new surroundings,
which
ma'am.
Keanu Reeves.
Good job, B. We're on the ship 5 minutes and you're already hitting on our wing commander.
How's that in this?
She's just another tight-ass CO. Who cares? Let it go.
Let it go.
It sounds like...
Let it go.
Is it the headphones let or they sound go. Like he was done later in ADR?
Yeah, it sounds like overdub.
Well, this is where you just meet the crew, the crush, the bad boy, the guy he's going to have an issue with. Oh, this is like Pacific Rim all over again.
Yeah.
Just who are you calling the best?
They're the Australians too. It's just like Pacific Rim.
Yeah.
What an asshole. Who stands up in front of everybody like that?
Lieutenant Hunter. First way he involves you Rip trying Hunter. To kick the shit out of me.
I think it's the attitude that brings that type of job. I think it only relates to pilot people.
Oops. They're pilots.
Stand down.
They have
I mean, if you have that type of job, I think you'd have that type of personality.
Their pilots
get you that
have
type
to be
job.
Like on
and
deck.
It's aggressive and cocky. And douchey.
And they're all going to drink.
Well, I guess.
And that's not enough to share at the class. That one bottle, that's a huge fucking group.
Maybe it doesn't take that much. Maybe it's future whiskey.
Hey, buying a round of shots makes a lot of friends.
Size doesn't matter. She lied. Do you know what, Hunter?
She's kind of cute.
I would have taken a third option.
Really?
I would have kicked his ass first, then drank his scotch.
Touché.
Message on phone. Playback.
I guess they're all friends now.
I guess.
You brought us beer. We're good.
Someone's really bad with their paint by numbers. By the time this communication we'll connect reaches the dots.
Oh, come on, Steve. Come on. Just come on.
What?
I need a flight plan, Jarvis. Tell me where to go.
I mean, seriously, that whole map could have been drawn by one of your people.
That's like the cover album for Polaris.
Polaris?
Yeah. You guys did
hey, Sandy.
Polaris?
Polaris. Sorry, I got a weird accent, my bud. I need
intelligence, old friend. That didn't sound Mexican at all. Holy shit. Michael Ironside's in this. And so is the dude from Karate Kid.
The disc came to us on the dilly. Jeremy Irons?
That's not the dude from fucking.
No, that's Michael Ironside, and that's the guy from Karate Kid.
That's not the dude from Karate Kid, is it?
The
lost
dude?
A lot of weight. That's not him.
Wait. What? Which Karate Kid?
That is
what
not
dude?
Him. That's the dad.
Cobra Kai Commander?
Yeah.
That's the father from Dexter. Commander.
Cobra Kai.
That's the father from Dexter.
No, that's the Cobra Kai Commander. And the bald dude was Michael Ironside.
Shit.
From Starship Troopers.
I like when they show their badassness by beating someone in checkers or chess.
Yeah.
No, he just made the
checkers is elementary. Chess is supposed to be sophisticated.
Yeah, but you do it in a badass way where, like, no one does chess that way. Unless you're, like, on a park.
Yeah, but chess is one thing. Nobody looks badass going king.
But you don't think you're king shit at the crew.
Hey, man. Because
you could beat everyone else in chess.
I've known some people who can play some mean fucking checkers.
Checkers is one thing, but I'm just saying.
Alistair, you beat your own too much. Your own style.
Sure he did.
Maybe.
It's a hard game to learn. Never. See again. Exist. There's the guy.
Eric,
it's funny because he's the one came like a cocky ass. Matthew Lillard's character came in like the cocky asshole, but he has a problem with him.
Matthew Lillard looks like he's gonna fuck that guy in the ass now. Well, you're gonna love
this. This is a rape scene. This is a rape scene.
You ladies don't stand down. You're not.
What was that Pilgrim?
Me.
You call him Scott Pilgrim?
Something.
Wait, so that necklace means something?
Hunter. He's great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandchild of fucking Scott Pilgrim. I feel at home. The third?
That's funny. He doesn't look like he has anxiety issues.
Or Canadian.
Eh?
That's right, man.
My bad. See? I didn't mean to rip your shirt. I was just trying to fuck you in front of everybody to show you that I'm in charge here, not you. You look pretty.
Again, I don't understand why he had a problem with Freddie Prinze Jr., even though when Matthew Leonard was the one being in the show.
Lieutenant.
And he gave everyone drinks.
Who the hell do you think you are?
He had a problem with me.
Reality check. In all likelihood, you're going to die out here. We're all going to die out here, but none of us need to be reminded
no,
of that fact.
She's so just a bright ray of sunshine, ain't she?
Understand?
Yes, ma'am.
And neck muscles.
Did he just use an accent?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, I understand.
I'm sorry, it comes out when I'm nervous.
Okay, So far, here's the problem. He doesn't have enough of an attitude to fucking...
It look like it, though.
He doesn't have enough of an attitude to show that he's causing some kind of chaos or showing that he stands out from anybody else in any way whatsoever. He just did a few things that were right. That
all
was
these
it.
Actors look like discount versions of other big-named actors.
Yeah.
I think they're all big time in their own right.
Who is
I think he can donate some of his eyebrows.
That bald
dude is
a discount Michael Ironside. He's the one I thought was Michael Ironside for a second. Mm.
And the winner of this gets one of my eyebrows to share amongst the three of you.
It'll feed your family for a week.
No eyebrows.
Who, Chucky Carrios?
Nope. He's full of eyebrows. He's got a big bush. No eyebrows.
He's just bald, so that's why his eyebrows stand out more. He's got a full head
no
of hair.
Eyebrows.
No eyebrows.
No eyebrows.
No eyebrows. What am I talking to the council of no eyebrows?
Well, now we know why this guy's in charge. He's got eyebrows.
He can furrow that brow.
I promote you to Captain Eyebrow.
I disapprove when you see it.
Oh, here are your honorary eyebrows.
Yes, Commander Bushy Brow.
You get some up and down stripes. Yeah. You get some eyebrows and a medal.
They're all shaved off the rock's brows when they're raised.
Mr. Obutu, not a cause for the Quintus Quasar.
You guys have an African name. Well, you think your names would be deleted so much in the future?
Why couldn't he be Mr. Thompson? No, it's Mr.
His name in the future, his name could easily be Rodriguez or, you know, Gomez or, you know,
or Smith or Jackson.
Yee!
I am Commodore Obutu.
Ew.
Un. Gazultite.
Un. His name could be Un.
My name is Lawrence Kabutu.
A great, great descendant of Kim Jong-un after we made a peace treaty back in, like, you know, 25.
No one's jumped the Pulsar for 40 years, and even then there were pilgrims.
Pilgrims?
I don't believe we have a choice, Mr.
Well, good thing we haven't had a pilgrim on board.
I'm glad I got a flush. In the Cribbler's Quasar. He's gonna get a cigarette.
That's where we have to be.
Nobody smokes in space in the future.
So okay, thank you for smoking clear that up. Like, as long as we invented that one thing in just one-off sentence,
that's right.
We can rest while we smoke in space now.
Prepare for the jump.
But I also like space cowboy movies like that.
Where I'm holding the conch. I'm speaking now. That's what that guy was saying, pretty much.
I can't see.
What are you
going
out?
Damn. My eyes don't work. He never used
gone
them.
Gone for one night, and his best friend joined the Bloods.
He's gone from where he wakes up in the real world after he left the Matrix.
You possibly would take that thing off. It brings me luck. It's gonna get you killed. I was wearing it when I made the jump. Yeah, but that had nothing to do with luck. That was about training, skill, desire. Now please, take the cross off.
What do they got against pilgrims?
Sure I am. You don't even know what it means.
You're a cross.
Gotta have someone watching your back. It's either kill or be killed. You know what? I can't always be there.
But our space god's there. That's why we're the cross.
I believe he cares, though.
I'm trying to be Mr. Sensitive Guy. It's just... I don't even know why I'm
that's the most real moment so far in this movie.
I was gonna say, that should have been cut. That was a character break. Wow. He was being serious. I can't do this, guys. I'm trying to be Mr. Sensitive Guy.
This movie sucks. I hate this. This outfit's dumb. Are we in a boat?
Shut up, Matthew. Just say the lines.
Is it just me or does Matthew Lillard not, like, always just sound weird?
Yeah.
When he talks, his voice, it just sounds weird.
Wow, that's a nice...
Concordia Battle Group. March 16th, 1100 hours Zulu time.
Moving at a slow pace of 20 knots an hour.
I guess that's the new time reference for space.
In space... No ship just flies smoothly.
Is that Zulu PM or AM?
Yeah. It's 1100 hours, so I'm assuming it's AM.
You know what? I have not seen SLC Punk. Was Matthew Lillard good in that?
Yeah, that's not what I really.
Okay, because I never really.
People argue whether or not, but that's like people argue to like how punk it is.
Maybe it's just.
But as a movie, it's fine.
Okay, because him as that kind of punkish character, I guess it would fit. But him in other roles,
he
like
breaks
this,
their fourth wall to most of that movie.
Yeah.
Well, I thought that was.
Well, he does
to be.
Serve as narrative.
Yeah.
Wow, you know that's a shitty looking.
Just watch it. It's worth watching. It's worth something seen.
Okay. I have nothing against it. I was just wondering because he sucks in this.
They constantly toy with the idea of doing a sequel to it as well. I hope they never do.
No, that's not worth doing that. Punk's dead.
Oh, no. The idea behind the sequel is that the main character's going to be his son all grown up. Or growing up and learns of his dad's punk heritage, so he tries to be punk and gets in with the punk group.
Well, then his son would be an instant poser the second he finds that out.
I was going to say, punk isn't dead. It's just tamed.
They all become country
it's
singers.
It's fucking dead.
No, it's a young man thing. It's, eventually you feel
there
weird.
There is no real punk anymore.
If you go in 30 and see a punk show, like a raw punk show, you're the most out of place person there because you're not going to be that wild anymore.
Well,
you're,
punk
you're not that guy.
There is no real punk anymore, and that's good. Punk deserved to die.
What do you know about punk?
Punk sucks.
Punk is bad.
Oh no, CGI is coming in real quick.
That was CGI. That had to be like a puppet.
That was better landing than Lillard's.
They must expect this movie to be pretty big with all these props.
I guess.
Like, look at these, like, ships. They made it look like Star Wars. With real props. This is what we wanted Star Wars to be before Star Wars came out. The episode 1 came out.
The Phantom Menace? Are you talking about the one?
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
you were
here.
Expecting something more or less like background wise, like this. Like, there are people there. There are real ships. There's a proton pack.
Yeah, but CGI was just new enough for them to be like, well, we can use it to the fullest to make it look good.
Yeah, modern times.
They were new enough. Jurassic Park came out in 94. That shit was fucking awesome.
And they made that look good. I don't know why.
That was still the biggest achievement up until 2000.
I know, but I'm saying this.
But then again.
Really, CGI-wise, most CGI was shit compared to that.
They used it on dinosaurs.
That was a big complaint.
They used it on dinosaurs. That's one thing.
Mostly actually practical effects.
Oh, wait, hold on.
That was composed special.
Lesbian scene.
Let's get it on.
So, Matthew Litter, are you with him?
Let's get it on. Look, I
wasn't. I'm just saying, that Freddie Prinze guy, are you interested in him?
She was singing with her vagina. I cannot afford to lose you. She'll die. I was just
showing off a bit in front of. Steve, she's black. Of course she's going to die. It's
1999. Whoa, Roach.
It's 1999. She's going to be the first to die.
I think they made her remove her... her
no, because that shark movie with LL Cool J came out before this, and he lived.
Because yeah, it's LL Cool
Sam J. Jackson died, but LL Cool J lived.
A black guy died Jackson first. Died. That's what mattered.
Yeah.
No, I think a white person died before him. A couple white people did.
I think she had an eyebrow ring, and they had to remove it.
What do you think that?
Wait for a close-up of her later.
I will try and bear that in mind.
Well, they were there in the scene, but they're gone now.
What's he listening to?
What's he wearing?
Yeah, what the fuck? That's stitched in. Why is that, like,
is that crippled paper?
Is that organza? I don't
know why. Is your sweater itchy, too?
That's a terrible sweater. I told you, all the sweaters are made by Irishmen. They're all Brillo pad sweaters.
Yes, because all Irish people dress in Brillo pads.
No, just the stupid ones.
Oh, okay. Well, he is Irish, isn't he?
They pass out for
he's
eight
French.
Pints of Guinness.
Oh, that's
care,
right.
Which is
he may as well be Irish. Gift of a flawless sense of direction.
They could feel 90s hair. Love 90s hair. The worst hair ever.
That's not 90s hair. That's actually just Freddie Prinze Jr.'s hair because it looks the same all the time.
Like just about. No,
you've got it back. Yeah, look, stick with it. No, I think he's had frosted tips at one point.
Yeah, frosted tips, but he still had the same hairstyle.
Yeah, and he had it cropped a little more. Or no, not texturizing.
Mainly still the same hairstyle. Even in the Scooby-Doo films, still the same hairstyle.
So this is a scene where he's teaching about the Force, right?
Is this what's going on? Hold on. No,
I think we talked over a lesson he should know while you're flying out there. They saw themselves as superior.
This is the part where the movie attempts to get deep. They chose to abandon all things
human. The color just changed? Follow what they call their destiny.
bastard.
No, a light went off behind you.
Some say they believed there were gods.
You believe there were gods?
Shut the fuck up.
No.
Perfect timing.
Even she's into this bullshit. Yeah. Like, it's all a bunch of crap.
Like you don't know.
A bit too sci-fi for her.
You know what the problem is? We haven't actually met the enemy yet. It's just all them, and they're talking about...
We saw the crab people earlier.
Barely. I don't remember seeing them.
There they are.
Crab people.
Right out that window.
Crab people. Dress like man, but look like crab.
Eating suns for breakfast. Let's go. What the hell are we doing here?
He just looks all kinds of like creepy, yeah, perv high on something.
That's him. That's just Matthew Willard. He has that.
They look really horny when they asked him, what are we doing here?
Yeah, he did. He did. That's what it was.
He just sitting there like, all of them did when they answered that
question. No, but Matthew Willard is just sitting there looking like he's about to like rip your booty hole.
The other woman.
He looks like he's jonesing. That's what it was.
Someone's going to drop that soap.
Mr. Umbatu, what's our reading?
Steady as she goes.
You forgot some clicks in there, sir.
Mr.
No aliens. Like they have no aliens with them on their ships.
Yeah, that's true. Fucking
that's
asshole people.
They got a black object,
Mr. Specious.
That is specious.
There you go.
Sensors are not calibrated to the pulse.
No aliens on the spaceship. There's a few Mexicans down in the deck.
Captain, I must they took a chance on Mexicans on that ship.
Well, I am hungry.
Manual of arise. Get your artificial intelligence or we're all dead.
They're mainly in the Captain, in the kitchen making the burritos.
Move on, it's a friendship.
She goes, help.
Aye, aye, sir.
Yes, it's a friendship. I put a seatbelt on and a ship in space with no gravity.
Wait, are they gonna fuck? What just happened? You know, that's real stupid. They all put seatbelts on, but there's still people standing up, holding on to fucking chairs and shit.
No announcement.
Matthew Lillard took off his seatbelt. Oh, God.
Oh, this is 1999.
There's the Matrix.
Yes. Everyone started doing this after a while. It was bullet time.
That was the shittiest thing ever.
It took us 100 cameras to do this.
You okay? You alright?
I'm bleeding.
Really?
I never thought this would happen.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ulysses Corridor.
I'm sorry, what? The Ulysses?
Jurassic Park.
We're through the jump point.
Welcome to Jurassic Park. We spared no expense.
How am I ever?
Are you serious, Steve? They spared a lot of expenses. Look at this shit.
Apparently not. They put like
1990s money.
Yeah, in the fucking setting, not like aliens and shit.
Okay, here's what I see. Communication. You can't travel through past speed of light. So they basically, this ship was actually sent out into space hundreds of years ago. And it's still going. That's why everything's outdated.
This is why everybody says we're not.
So by now standards of 2600, it's childish.
This is over 600 years into our future. By then, they might have learned how to travel.
Yeah, but they probably left.
Than
they probably only left 200 years in our future.
No,
so they didn't miss that window.
No,
in fact,
by this,
the other
by
team
this,
got
by
there
this
before
time,
they came.
They could have learned how to travel faster than the speed of light. You don't know this.
Not before we sent these assholes into space. The other team is already there. That came out 50 years later.
I don't think you have any clue what you're talking about.
Angel, you catch that?
If you learn to travel fast and speed of light before someone else, you'd eventually beat them before they got there.
Just like that.
Okay.
That would work.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying okay.
Some of that condescending okay bullshit.
I just want to watch the movie. I missed enough.
Really? Do you?
No, but I missed enough to where I have no idea what's going on.
They're in simulators right now.
Because I thought they spotted, they were looking for Pegasus.
They're in the danger room?
But they spotted Pegasus like twice already on the screen. I don't know what's going on, so.
Is there a helicopter sound?
Yeah.
They're in space.
They know we're here.
Possibly.
That's like airplane where they do that. They're in a jet plane. They have that the chopper thing.
Yeah.
What's it commanding?
At least six other ships down near the ground wharf are communicating with it. It seems to be transmitting jump coordinates.
Jump coordinates, huh?
You know, if there was a video game, it actually wouldn't be bad.
I don't get why they fly with a monocle.
You know, there's a Captain America toy with that now.
With a monocle?
It has a little eye thing that comes up. Remember Captain America's laser shooter that came in his helmet? Yeah, it's like that.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's in the movie. Remember that? It was in Civil War.
Call it.
Jack in a box on three. Jack in a box? They're making a jack in a box run.
They fight for Cobra. Again in space.
I know. That wing just goes flying and twirling off in the distance. Yeah.
I got two more bogeys coming up from the ground war.
Where is Matthew Broderick in this? Negative, he's super good for this. 14 unfriendlies inbound. Looks like two destroyers. We're out of here.
If Matthew Broderick to be in this, he'd have to come from the past and wake up in this time.
You knew what the orders were. No contact with the enemy. Now you've compromised the mission and the very existence of the
ship. It was
like
after he won a video game.
I had no choice, sir. They'd spotted Lieutenant Commander Devereaux's heat signature.
Yeah, call the last Starfighter.
What about it?
He'll show up and kick ass.
The last
Starfighter?
Excuse me?
Andy?
It's well documented that Pilgrim saboteurs have been responsible for much of the Confred's problems in this war.
Did they have me targeted, Lieutenant?
Now, come on, this is...
Who the fuck are pilgrims? God damn it!
Christians, I guess? And because he's one, they're questioning with him?
Are you kidding me?
You've seen the world. You've seen beyond the space and stars, and you still believe in a god.
Dismissed, Lieutenant.
I can't even follow anymore. Whenever you guys are done, I'm ready. I've given up. I'll still watch it, but I've given up.
I think those last buttons about to fall off. If they look back, look at his buttons. They're shitty.
I can have my fighters up in 30 minutes.
No, that's a mistake. Without her fighters, the Tiger Claw's vulnerable.
You question my eyebrow?
You're a civilian scout, not a naval officer. Tactical operations are our concern.
Do you question my expressions?
Only hope. We need to buy our fleet 2 hours.
Don't trust a Frenchman.
To risk all that chasing after a communication.
You're speaking like a coward.
Destroying the
he is a Frenchman.
His escorts will slay the Kilrathi.
Like I said,
he has a scar on one of his eyebrows. I just can't stop looking now. Does he? The scar on his eyebrow.
You say so, Captain.
I do say so, Mr. Taggart.
And so do my eyebrows, Mr. Taggart.
Yeah, I really thought so too.
Eyebrows beat green eyes every day.
Carry on.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Obutu, plot a course for the Rings of Planet 415.
Again, my name is Jeff.
Aye, aye, sir.
Mr. Obutu.
That was funny if he thought he was like some African dude and just called him Obutu forever.
Where for luck?
Is your luck at odds with our mission?
His name is like Jeff Anderson. Right.
Gerald? Jeff Anderson.
What the? Wasn't she wearing that?
No, she wasn't.
See how you can be what the hell? And fight on our side.
Oh, this was the peak of metrosexual too, huh?
Wait, what?
My mother was. My father fought for the Confederation. And they both died before I was 5. He was killed trying to save her in the prone
It's probably our fault, but who the fuck are pilgrims?
And you know nothing of them or their bravery, thoughts, opinions of life.
That's all I have.
And if I drink that whiskey in it at the right time, I'll turn into a phoenix.
I still don't get the whole pilgrim thing.
I don't get what he's wearing now.
Spandex. All spandex.
He's wearing a fucking onesies.
Your son's gonna come through there that way, wearing that shit next week.
I grew up in an orphanage.
Promise.
Yeah, my parents died in the same war as yours.
Oh, we're besties.
Told me they were angels gone to heaven, so I prayed for them. They weren't angels. They were dead, gone. They never existed.
Big boss man.
Emotion gets
you mean
in
they
way.
Never existed. They existed.
Big boss
some
man
point.
Who is the fire from the last.
Emotion is what separates us.
No.
From the pilgrims and from the Karathi.
Lieutenant Commander Chen was.
So you're saying the pilgrims were emotionless people? Close. Oh, the Pilgrims. No, okay.
Is this movie some subtext to push religion?
No, I know so. The Pilgrims are now. Remember they're talking about like the first people to like head out in space, colonize, whatever like that, and they lost their humanity and capabilities of feeling. They're the Pilgrims.
Oh, he still believes.
I thought those were the Kilrathes.
So I get no, the Kilrathes are but still, something else.
Like, despite missing that and having this symbol here, I think it's still maybe a subtext for religion.
Oh, I'm sure it's
to spread religion to space.
Probably.
And not to forget that God made all this.
Maybe. Yeah. But he's not an actual pilgrim. His mother was.
I thought that
What the fuck is this now?
The only good sex scene.
That's a sex scene? That's lame. The big maniac
needs time to sometimes you want some cuddle some titties, okay?
This is after the big sex scene.
So what about my needs?
Well, I'm all about your needs, sir.
I'm all about your needs, sir.
Ma'am.
Yeah, right now you need to shut up and go to sleep, Lord.
ML knows how to talk to the bitches.
Yeah.
Matthew Lillard would never fucking score that.
Even everything I love back at home?
What do you mean that?
Remember that.
She's a person, sir. She has a name.
That fine-ass woman. That's what I meant.
You meant that quality of a woman. You know will be dead and buried.
Damn right.
That hoe was out of his league.
You know what? I don't care about any of that.
Obviously, he's probably his commanding officer.
Why do you think he's calling her sir?
She might be, you know, 2600. It could be a time.
Yeah.
We're seeing the very beginnings of it now. By then,
so it's really starting to piss me off.
Everyone's transgender, and you could fuck anyone and get yourself knocked up.
Possibly. I mean, you know, no titties.
All right, ladies, listen up.
No, they're just flat.
With escorts. That means two, possibly three destroyers, fighters, and support ships. Primary target is the Kong Kong. Everything else is gravy.
Just keep your mind on the
Hong
thread.
Kong?
Let's make them bleed.
Now they're frosted.
Mount up. Blair, you'll take Hunter's wing. Watch back,
man. Wait, what was that about Hong Kong?
I think that gun turret's been in another scene.
You have a problem I should be aware of.
Yes, ma'am, I do. I don't fly with pilgrims.
You'll fly my wing.
Are you sure?
Did I just give a suggestion or an order?
I got your wing, man.
God, Freddie Prinze Jr. is so fucking pale. He looks like Edward from Twilight.
Matthew Lillard's whiter than him.
They're both fucking white. They're the white. They're haunting that place.
He's like Edward Scissorhands. Pale.
Sorry, ma'am. I don't fly with pilgrims.
That was a horrible looking cockpit.
Are these in World War II fighter style spaceships?
Seems must like it.
What's that say? Devapox?
Devro.
That's who makes it. They still get sponsored for their. How much?
Nothing happening, boss.
This wing brought to you by Devapox.
Possible hostile contents. Bearing 309.
You figure their computers right, would be better.
Listen up, I got three confirmed targets bugging that big brown dwarf down there.
You think Maddie's gonna die?
Confirm that. The middle one has
I think
massive
she is.
Electromagnetic signal.
Forbes.
I say she is too.
Forbes is gonna die. Abort!
Baker 7, you have no authority over this mission or its personnel.
Forget it, Baker 1. These are supply ships left behind by the Kilrathi battle group. The Tiger Claw is in danger.
You are a civilian scout.
Commander, I'm not a civilian.
I hold the rank of Commodore in Naval Intelligence.
Ooh,
I am the passenger 57.
My call sign is Paladin. My security verification code is Charlie 6 Alpha Zebra Niner. Try it, Commander, now.
Accessing.
Where did the Z come in the anywhere in Charlie Alpha 9?
Listen to me.
Do you have a Z?
If I'm wrong, you'll miss out on taking a couple of freighters. But if I'm right,
so he's actually a bigger wing commander than all of them.
Are you bullshit on his number?
No, the computer's confirmed it.
Oh, they can radio for us if they wanted to.
Yeah, she punched it in.
Alpha 2, nothing to report in this quadrant. Everything looks A-okay. Wait, what the?
He crashed into the planet!
Radio silence!
Multiple targets inbound, sir.
Battle stations. Launch all fires. It looked a lot farther away, you know, from our monitors.
Battle stations. Battle stations.
That should be the name of this movie then. Are they on a boat? Are they fucking on a boat? Who calls battle?
Down periscope.
I'm sure they say it for all things, but to me, there's like, I don't understand if they did it on the, you know, the helicarrier for, you know, the.
Well, to be fair, I mean, they carry aircraft on ships. So.
I'm kind of weird how those whole planes, like the entire nose is one big Gatling gun.
And you know what? On top of that, they have these fucking planes sitting, like, going off into space. Do they have any doors blocking off those that don't have fucking helmets on? But they have some sort of force field, so that's one thing, I guess.
Shields up!
Move now!
Shields up!
It needs some sort of siren. Yeah. It does need a siren like this for this film.
That's usually your shield up emergency.
I would think when planes are taking off, everyone should leave that Bay Area because it'd be sucked into space.
I count 3 dozen Karathi starfighters.
Three dozen Kalafri.
And one battleship, sir.
That damn Taggart was right.
Maybe he knew something we didn't.
Paranoid much?
Stay on my wing. Machine gun fire.
Those machine guns are way out of range.
I would imagine early space we try to...
Look! Torpedoes!
Would bullets ignite in space?
Things would explode, yes. Fuel, yeah. The fuel would still ignite.
What, if I fired a gun in space, it would work?
I think if you fired a gun in space...
The gunpowder would still expand
but
inside the shell casing.
I think it would blow...
Would the pin hitting the back would still ignite it? In the vacuum of space and cold?
Yeah, because even though it's a vacuum of space, the gunpowder itself is encased in a shell.
But the firing pin hits it to ignite it.
Firing pin is what hits it, causing the gunpowder to go and expand. The gas is what expands inside the shell casing, which launches it out.
I think it would push you, too, as well.
It would suck itself
out. Oh, it would probably push you as well.
Yeah. That's the thing. It would give you enough force to push the bullet and you.
I think unless that case is super tight, it'd probably explode inside your gun.
No, the velocity...
Or suck itself out of space.
No, it'd still go. The velocity wouldn't be as fast. But at the same time, nothing else would slow it down, so there would be no bullet drop.
The gun would just fling out of your hand.
It would just keep going.
It would fire and probably notch my hand off or shoot me with it.
Hello?
I don't have a lot of force behind me either, because I have nothing to force back with.
But the force would be enough to push you
back. Other than my weight, but I'm weightless then.
But it would push you back.
Depending on the caliber of gun.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough.
Basic pistol probably wouldn't really push you back.
It's Devereaux's wing. So how is he sweating in space?
What the fuck does that mean?
The air conditioning is probably a cool fucking 65 degrees all the time. Just to save power. See you later, Nugget. It'd be mostly cold in space. You can't sweat in space.
Oh, the flirting in space, that's gross.
So that's what a female Darth Vader sounds like.
That's no moon. This was their jump before like episode one came. You can say what I want, what you want with this film, but I bought my house with it.
You bought your what?
It paid for my wedding.
Has anybody played fucking Wing Commander here?
No.
Okay, I was gonna ask if that's like the
reasoning for this.
No, not Wing Commander. So I mean, just like, is that what the gameplay looks like?
I don't think so. No.
Let's get some footage after the show. Let's check out YouTube later.
Yeah.
Wait for them to launch a torpedo. They lower their shield just before.
Is this almost over?
That's a good question. Probably not. Yeah, we're about halfway.
Oh God.
Another 45 minutes.
Okay. In all fairness, we quit when we couldn't stand fucking Ridiculous 6. So, in that same vein, I'm ready to quit.
That was unanimous.
Whenever you guys are, I'm ready.
I'm invested.
I'll give it a little longer. No, you're not. Bullshit. And again, you'd be the one out of the four. We already agreed that was the truth. You'd be in that 5,000 region.
Look, you're my six. What a shitty fucking bullet. I don't
mind this though.
Where the hell are you? I said help me out.
You don't mind this StarCraft? What?
Definitely in order. Wait, the battleship's preparing to launch. She's going to finish off the Tiger Claw.
Where's Paladin?
No visual contact.
Is Paladin gonna betray them?
Oh, it was me all along.
He's gonna go try and
focus.
The
focus.
Wreck here, whatever.
Get your fighter clear of the pulse wave.
Roger that. Maniac Blair, return to ship.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm the great, 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 great son of Jacques Cousteau.
Join us now as we journey into the deepest space.
Have you ever heard of Jean Valjean? Well, I did the same thing as him. Are those nukes?
His dog was part of the pound on the ground.
Oh, those are some slow-moving nukes.
I thought it was going to suck inward.
You thought it'd implode?
Yeah.
Those are like some weird steampunk looking things.
<It does. laughs> They look like they have fucking machine guns on the tip of the fucking nose.
By Forbes?
What about money?
Forbes magazine sponsors these helmets? Okay.
Well, I guess we were wrong. Well, I was wrong. Black girl doesn't die first. Oh, wait. Not so soon.
Yeah.
Trying to ram.
Now she's happy, yeah.
She can't lock on.
Now, does that take balls or what?
Yeah, it's not bad. It's not bad for a woman. But watch how man handles this.
Oh, I hope he dies.
Let's go, man.
What are you doing, maniac?
I'm going to finish this argument once and for all, baby. Because this takes balls.
All right, don't get cocky,
maniac.
Kid.
Open fire. Shoot him! You better open fire or I will!
Timing. It's my shot. Come on, my shot!
Yep, she dies. You killed your girlfriend.
I could fly this thing and cook you breakfast.
Quit showing off.
Chris Shunoff, that's your fucking problem, dude. Right.
Now I'm concerned. I gotta stop talking.
Yeah.
You'd love that one, wouldn't you?
She's still gonna die.
What do you eject to?
The ejection system.
I bet she ejected.
That ain't no thing. We'll just do it together, okay?
Yeah, huh? What would she eject to? She has no space helmet on or nothing.
To death.
Baker 3 and Baker 4. We're coming in and we're coming in hot, boys. Get everything off that deck that it bolts down. Over.
Roger that. Bank
3
and
Bank
4, you are clear.
Here
to
we go. Come on, Jarvis, stabilize me. I'm sorry, man. Stock. All stabilized out down.
We're heading in. Jarvis, are we heading in?
Almost there. Easy. Just ease it in, girl.
I love it when you talk dirty.
It's his fault you're dying, bitch.
Yeah, huh.
It's her own fault, really.
Aww, Rosie died. As predicted.
That wasn't bad for video game quality. It's not.
A PS1, maybe.
I think it was that terrible.
PS1 FMJ.
The landing part, the overall CGI is terrible, but like that landing part.
I'd say it's a PS1 FMJ.
What the fuck was that?
She might be in it. Why isn't no one helping? No. Or running away?
Hey,
there was a guy. Everyone saw two planes crash inside the hall. No one's running to.
Matthew Lillard is.
One guy. Stop.
Well, now we know why.
Rosie.
Damn, none of us planned now. There's a plane.
Is it
going to
explode? Or is it outside in space?
She's outside in space still. She didn't break the barrier. She's dead.
Running on fumes here, boss.
Aww.
She's got a booger in her nose.
It's hard to feel sympathy for this character because.
Push that wreckage off the deck.
Oh. Take that trash off my fucking runway.
What is that?
Views of opinions of that woman do not represent those.
I know. I can see her eyes. Stop it, please.
How can you see her eyes from that distance?
Her, right? I'm gonna go get her. You are not. No, you are not going out there. Me. Get away from me, you son of a bitch.
She had sex with me. I knew her for 2 days.
Going out there.
Let go of me, you goddamn pilgrim.
Pretty sure you can't even be angry.
Just like, just back in old slave ship, just throw him over the side.
It was Matthew Lillard's fault. I don't know why.
It faded to black right there as if it was going to TV commercial.
Yeah.
I've watched movies like that, too. They seem like they were made for TV. They had this weird fadeaway scene.
You disobeyed a direct order, which during wartime is considered treason and punishable by death. Hunter, give me your gun.
Whoa. You can't bring her back.
Give me your gun.
You holster that gun!
She's the CIA, and I can...
Shoot him. You got the balls.
Do not do this.
Do not do this. It was a
stupid accident. He has to live with it.
It's okay.
She won't do it.
Do it!
Pull the trigger. Pull it, you fucking bitch!
Come on, sticks it right in his mouth. Go ahead.
You're another pilot. You're dead.
You'll never fly in space again.
God, this movie is full of a bunch of bullshit.
I'm getting close to voting to stop this film too.
Yeah, I'm about there.
And like, I have no interest in anything that's here.
Get another beer.
You know what I think though? I think you've picked a really terrible film.
I agree.
And I congratulate you on that. But
thank you.
It's. I think that should be the achievement. That you pick ones that is impossible to finish. I don't know. I think we all picked Ridiculous 6, but you know.
Yeah.
This one. I think we have another one. No, we have another one.
That we've never done? Finished?
Oh, the other ones are just short, I think.
Yeah, we have short ones that we've done.
And hated, and glad they were over. But yes, I think we should give up. It's no answer. I have no interest in this fucking film. I can't stand it.
There is a good reason.
We're throwing in the towel?
Yes, there is no following this.
Well, let's just talk over and explain why.
That's it. Okay, we only got a half hour left. There's been this has been the only battle so far against the big bad enemy.
Yeah, an hour in.
And even then,
hour in.
And no, and even then, it wasn't like anything. It was a quick little dogfight, and then one of our teammates.
I think maybe Matthew Leonard was supposed to be the star of this movie, and they just.
But that's the thing. See,
just, no, I think Freddie Prinze was too handsome.
Supposed to be
but that's the thing.
But he's too handsome. But like the only one that any drama so far is fucking Matthew Leonard.
And that's the thing is that should speak to you. We have no idea what the fuck is going on. We don't even know the enemy really.
Yes,
The drama is supposed to be the main part
don't even
because
know
the battle.
We don't know the why. We don't know the why.
The
there's only
agenda.
Been one battle this entire film. An hour in, the last battle is going to be bullshit. We're not going to be that invested in it. That's what I see.
Sweating again, space.
Come on, quiet.
Then we stop talking too, and they all go.
This is like what from the Hunt for Red October, right?
No,
here.
This is straight from. In the Navy.
Mikhail's Navy. Oh, no. In the Navy Now? Or... I know what you're talking about. With Kelsey Grammer.
Yeah, with Kelsey Grammer.
Which, again, I think was a direct thing from Hunt for Red October.
Down Periscope,
yeah.
Yeah. This is the scene where that guy talks to dolphins.
Yeah.
Space dolphins.
Yeah. Again, though, it's just a direct thing from Hunt for Red October. So.
Yeah.
They can't see or hear. They won't find
All right. He gave up. I'm giving up. This has been one star films.
Well, okay, so we're going to slowly kill that.
There's a spaceship going over some moon.
Yeah.
I mean, if I saw this as still for Star Wars, I'd probably pee my pants. But, you know, it's not.
All right, so only the second time we've
gave up on a movie.
Tap out on a film.
I mean,
happy 4th of July, everybody. We're going to have time for my fucking little mini episode.
Nobody wants to do that.
I don't have enough beer
for
that.
All you got to do is just fucking record.
Okay, so...
There was 30 minutes left in the movie. We have 30 minutes left for the beer.
All right.
That's how long the episode would be.
Trivia.
Don't drink faster for that, Roach.
The voice of Marlin is Mark Hamill. Played Christopher Blair in the Wing Commander CD-ROM game.
Oh, it's a CD-ROM game?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
This was one of only three films.
I
want to
know the history of this game, though.
Yeah, this is one of only three films that was released with the theatrical trailer for Star Wars The Phantom Menace. Many people paid admissions to see the trailer and then walked out of the theater.
Wow. That was a waste of money. They don't.
Which movie?
This movie.
No. Read that sentence again and ask me which movie.
This was one of only three films that was released with the theatrical trailer for Star Wars.
Many people paid admission to see the trailer and then walked out of the theater. It did not tell you which one they left at.
Yeah, it does. In other words, they paid to go see Wing Commander because the trailer was going to be there for Star Wars. They watched the Star Wars trailer, then they left the theater.
Okay, you know what?
So they paid full film price just to watch the trailer.
I could see just Star Wars fans doing that in general. It doesn't shit on the movie, though. It may look like a bad sign, but to me, I think that's what some people may do.
It sounded like they went to go see the Phantom Menace movie.
You'll be able to the first person to see it.
Yeah.
Because you have no interest in that movie because it looked stupid.
Okay, it is not so surprising that Chris Roberts made his directorial debut for this film, seeing as he created the five Wing Commander games that preceded it. Malcolm McDowell was meant to reprise his role as Admiral Tolwyn from the video game series. However, due to conflicting schedule, the TV series Fantasy Island, he had to decline the role, and the role went to David Warner.
Yeah, good
Wait
move.
A minute, they rebooted Fantasy Island back in the 90s?
98.
I was not aware of this.
The Rapier fighters are built out of English electric lightning fuselages, not out of MiG-21 fuselages, as sometimes stated.
Wait, you skipped one. What does that say?
Freddie Prinze Jr. and Matthew Lillard starred together in Scooby-Doo as Fred and Shaggy.
Oh, okay.
There's a reason.
Did you need
that?
No. Are you just being a stickler for him skipping like he is for stuff
like that?
I don't
know. I thought maybe it was a little more interesting.
You could have read it yourself.
There is a poster of Sarah Michelle Gellar in Freddie Prinze Jr.'s room.
What does that have to do with the fucking film?
It's his wife. So in his
room, it has
a poster.
Nothing to do with the film,
it's
though.
It's trivia.
But it has nothing to do with the film. There's no trivia of the film involved.
Your question
in that
return
thing
was nothing to do with it.
Yeah, I know.
There's nothing. There's nothing more than we need to talk about this. It was a forgettable film.
You know,
I didn't even know it existed.
Wow. It's. Budget was about $30 million. Opening weekend, it made about $5 million, and total gross in the U.S., $11 million.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Wow, and $30 million for that much CGI is actually pretty cheap.
I mean, hey, it all takes place in space.
And when you do shit in space, with the practical effects they had.
Yeah, it's a runtime of exactly 100 minutes.
And practical effects, but like props. I mean, just a lot of props they had, not practical
effects. Okay, let's go around the
No, I will never finish this film whenever I want.
You wanted to see what the Wing Commander game looked like.
Okay, yeah, fair enough. Let's see that a little bit.
I'll go peeing.
I do too, but whatever.
Wing Commander.
Just the first one. Yeah, let's see.
Yeah, they don't give a shit.
Type in gameplay. Oh, okay, never mind.
He looks like Freddie Prinze Jr. No, he looks like the Irish guy.
Wait for this.
You mean Checky Cario? French. You fucks.
Who are you calling a fuck? Everyone. So it starts off with a weird orchestra thing in space.
Oh, I thought it was the intro to the guy's YouTube channel.
Wait, I want to hear this.
Have been available for several years prior.
Okay,
so renowned is Wing Commander and its creators.
It is.
It's a fucking Let's Play
of the Vega campaign and through call sign that he's
talking
ever been
over
given
it.
Or with Maverick here.
Okay,
think about it.
Around.
It's interesting how history.
It looks like
itself.
A weird point and click adventure.
Okay, it makes sense as a CD-ROM game. Yeah.
So it was also like you put commands in.
Or
my lord! Oh, here you go. A little flying.
With a little bit of flight simulator
joystick here.
Right
now, my trigger is.
That is really dumb.
Actually, go
other
back
than
to
that, it is a point and click.
Oh my
Mission
god.
Brief and Yosef.
Yeah.
It must have a fantastic story. Why would you make more movies or a film?
Well, apparently, I mean, it made like four or five sequels, at least four spinoffs, a few canceled spinoffs, and five books.
I guess
the within, and an animated series.
So the within storyline of the game must be interesting enough to do this.
No, that's possibly the thing is that anybody with anyone with a good idea can try to like play this off as being something better. It probably doesn't have a good storyline. It's probably a shitty game. We don't know because it looks like a point-and-click adventure.
We're also going to give that review a good chance.
Well, there are some point-and-click adventure games that have good stories.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough. I'm just saying this one might not be one of those. Maybe it was a bad game and somebody thought it was better than that.
You can't build this giant franchise off a shitty game. Oh, wait a minute.
A giant franchise? It was just one movie with Freddie Prinze Jr.
Just because you make it to the movie is not the end-all, be-all of your franchise.
You have to remember, the
just because
games,
people want the movie doesn't mean it's like
games,
the
animated
show
that
we made it.
And the books all came out before the movie.
But have you seen the game?
It is a huge franchise.
Have you watched the anime? Have you read the books?
I've seen some of the anime.
Yeah, is it good?
Well, let's show.
That means no.
Because I'm saying it
that means no. Steve.
Maybe,
don't try to fucking
maybe.
Yeah, you know, I didn't watch all of it. I've just seen little bits here and there, and it was okay.
Maybe it makes it better than what the game.
I mean,
is,
this
what
is
the movie.
It was
is.
Very dated.
Was it a cartoon first?
No, it was video game first. Yeah, I'll give it this. At least the enemy ships look the same, even though the character ships don't. They still look like jets in space.
They still fly around asteroids.
Playback and analysis of the exercise. Get on it, Burroughs. I want the computer back
on. This was on USA, too.
Yes.
Dismissed!
Sign this, give that, I'll make
so,
them pay.
It seemed like a very serious animated show.
For following the rules. Dad, you told me there's
I think
no
this is probably the cartoon block they had back in the 90s. After this was Duckman.
And the critic somewhere in there.
Yeah. Actually, that was a... I think that was a...
So, anyways,
it moved two different channels. That's why. It was CBS first, and then it went to USA.
Possibly.
No, it wasn't. It was on...
There was another one on USA, too.
It was either CBS or NBC, because it's referenced in the critic. It's like, yeah, I had a show on it, like, either CBS or NBC, for about a week, and then it continued with the show. I think it was when the critic was on The Simpsons, he mentions that. He referenced that his show lasted for a little bit on one station and network and switched over.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, as far as the movie goes, I can give a rating on this.
I give it a one.
I give it a half a star.
Well, I give it the one because we...
Let's assume that it's the same negative...
It's
you
the
can
same
go
rating.
You can use half stars only past one.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
One's a bottom.
Fuck.
Why would you only call it one star unless we had some sort of standard?
It's just like Ridiculous Six. We all unanimously gave that a one, and that's why we quit.
One star.
We quit this.
Roach likes it.
Fuck you, Jason.
One star. It's one star. I couldn't even be bothered to see this ever again.
Yeah.
I'll see the ending just to see what happens.
No, I'm not interested.
I'll catch that last 15. If anything else is good on after it, I'll catch it.
You still have like 35 minutes left.
Like if this movie's on and then Kill Bill's on, I'll watch it.
I just
Sunday Hangover.
I just highly doubt that.
As long as that lasts 15.
I mean, as far as I know, I've never seen a movie where it's been a shitty movie throughout the entire film and
then the last
15 minutes it redeems itself somehow. It's like, wow,
yeah,
what a
right.
shocker. Never in my life.
What?
So
I'm trying to think right now. I can't.
Yeah.
But give me time. Next week, next month, I'll bring examples of at least.
Okay. One. Okay. Hopefully.
At least one.
Hopefully.
We're like, you said Fight Club.
So, just as bad as Ridiculous Six. I mean.
He's Tyler Durden.
I think we actually got through more of this film than we did really Ridiculous
I think
Six.
Slightly
yeah,
a little more.
We got
yeah.
about it. We were really early in that movie and still thought it was long.
I yeah. can pinpoint where we stopped in that film. It was when. They
were
learning to play baseball.
It was shortly after the donkey shit scene.
And they learned to play baseball, and then fucking, what's his name?
Ben Swartzen's came on. It's like a little bit after him, isn't it?
No, it was when fucking John... Oh, God, I can't remember his name. He was in...
I know.
Fuck him. I don't know. He was the guy from Transformers.
Juan Jamon.
He was the hacker in Transformers, the older guy.
Hugh Jackman.
whatever. Anyways. Yeah, it was when he came on.
Hugh Laurie.
Oh, he was also in a...
I'm not helping him. Don't help him either. So we're going to end this. So gonna end this.
I hate Commander. This all. Whatever, man.
That was Wing Commander.
This movie sucked.
We tried to get through it. We couldn't get through it. Oh, my God.
No.
I'll never pick it back up. I'll never finish it. Psycho won't finish Ridiculous 6. I will say it was slightly better than Ridiculous 6.
John
Turturro.
That's
not saying much.
John Turturro.
Turturro.
John Turturro. Yeah.
So.
You didn't fucking know that. Shut up.
I didn't know the name, but I don't know how to pronounce it.
Whatever.
One Star Films, brought to you by Ripped in Half. I'm Steve.
That's a bum rap if you fucking download to watch this along with us. And then, like, we just gave up.
Yeah, sorry, folks.
Embarrassed for the next, like, 15 more minutes, like, how much we don't want to see this movie anymore.
If you were as invested as we were, then you fucking would give up.
Then you
would
have ended probably a long time ago. Probably the first time when Roach mentioned, I want to give up.
Yeah, if you're still with us,
we continue
congratulations
after
to
that.
You.
That's probably about I would have gave up.
Too. If you think it's better than what we think, then you should probably keep watching the film and not listen to us anymore.
Yeah, enjoy the film. And by all means, send us a spoiler on how it ends.
Tell us how much we suck because we didn't think it was a good movie.
It has been Ripped in One Star Films.
One more time.
Yay!
Ripped in Half. Movie. One star. We have no intro. Nope.